Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 46 of The Walking Leader. I am your host, David Gareth. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. And of course, thank you for your time. Episode 46 of The Walking Leader. I'm going to take this thing in a whole new direction. I've been sitting around thinking, okay, well, what can I do before I get into We the Team? So I've got a little side project going, and I hope you will indulge me and listen and share and partake, and I want to get feedback from you, definitely. So here's the side project. Bad leaders aren't. Bad leaders are not leaders at all. Bad leaders do not deserve the title of leader, especially because they think it is just going to be handed to them because of their job title, or they've achieved a level in education, you know, a bachelor's, a master's, or a PhD, or an MD, or MDiv, or MEd, or whatever. Just because they achieve them doesn't make them automatically leaders. Sure, some people believe, and I do believe, that there are people that are born leaders, but you still have to win those people over. And the followers, you have to win them over. So you have to be a leader. And you have to work at being a leader. And you have to work at maintaining that leadership status. Because again, any slip up, boom, you're right knocked down. You don't get knocked down one rung or two of the ladder. You get knocked all the way down to the ground. And you've got to pick yourself up again. And you've got to rebuild. And that is one of the most difficult things to do. Especially when you, well, lost the confidence of those that followed you. Now, sure, there's going to be little hiccups here and there, and you'll stumble, but you might not fall. And that's okay, because it's expected. You are human, after all. But when you're a bad leader, you know, you cannot erase that stigma. It just doesn't go away overnight. And that's what this project is going to be. I'm going to look at about 20 examples of leaders gone wrong, and we're going to talk about them and what you can do to avoid it from happening to you. And this is where you come in. I need some interaction from you, my listeners, those that listen. I thank you that have made it up to episode 46, but I definitely want to hear from you. I need some feedback, especially when we start getting into this. So we're going to consider this kind of the introductory episode, and we'll kind of go from there. I'm going to kind of throw it out there as to what I'm going to talk about in the upcoming shows. And I hope you like it. I hope you enjoy it. But like I said, I definitely need that feedback. And as always, you can let me know, Dave, D-A-V-E, at DaveGara.com. Drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Follow me on Twitter, at DaveGara. That's the @ D-A-V-E-G-U-E-R-R-A. It's all one word. Follow me there. A lot of great stuff. I definitely want to hear from you. I want to share with you. And I want to learn with you and learn from you. So by all means, please get in touch and let me know what you think so far. Okay, so let's get a little bit more into what I'm going to do and what I'm going to talk about in the coming episodes. Well, definitely we're going to talk about what a leader is. And obviously it's someone who can, by influencing, by sharing and taking an active interest in others, gets them to do things that need to be done. For an example, say, well, I'm going to go back to my military days. This new lieutenant walks in, fresh from college. He walks in, he says, hey, I'm going to be your platoon leader. We got to do some stuff because these orders are going to come down and I'm going to pass them down to you. And you and all the men in the platoon are going to have to do it. Well, if we don't follow those orders by the officers appointed above us, well, guess what? We can go to jail. Now, that doesn't happen at McDonald's. That doesn't happen at Walmart, and that, you know, does not happen. It does not happen at any large accounting firm. You know, by saying, well, I'm not going to do what you as my leader want me to do or tell me to do. Well, they're not going to go to jail. But in the military, guess what, folks? You do go to jail. You can. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time. But again, it depends on the severity of the command and there's extenuating circumstances, but it does happen. So that's who a leader is. This is when it can influence you and influence others to make things happen, usually for the common good, for the team, for the organization, for everybody. Now, What's a bad leader? Well, a bad leader, there's a lot of examples. I sat down and I started writing down, well, what are the examples? What do I want to talk about? And as I've written it in my books, as I've talked about in the podcast and in my videos and stuff, I've mentioned that there have been many examples throughout my career, throughout my time in the military, in my time in working for the state of Texas, my time in the private sector. And I know I'm not saying anything new because you, the listener, have experienced bad leaders. It's part of life. We're going to get them. Those bad leaders are going to be out there. And unfortunately, 99.99% of the time, those bad leaders don't know they're being bad leaders. Now, good leaders can turn bad, and a good leader, 99.99% of the time, will know he's done something wrong and will correct it. That's a good leader, but it's the ones that refuse to accept it. So, and I sat down and I put this list together of what my examples are. And then I started working them through, and it's like, wow. And then I started talking to friends and family and past coworkers and current coworkers and army buddies. And we kind of all sat down and talked about it here and there and in different conversations, but we came up with a pretty good list. And here's just some examples. A bad leader is one who flaunts his vacation to the subordinates. Oh, that irritates me to no end. And unfortunately, I've seen it here too many times where I'm at right now, because again, it's kind of this income separation between the leader of the organization, maybe not the boss, but the leader of the organization, and the people he or she is flaunting the vacations, the time off to. For example, one guy said, oh, well, I'm going to take off Wednesday afternoon. And I'll come back Sunday night, but I'm going to just take it off to by myself. And I'm going to go over here and I'm going to go race a car at this racetrack for anybody that can pay to go in there. So who's he telling? Well, he's telling the receptionist. He's telling the frontline staff, the people that are making just above minimum wage. Well, what does this do? Does this inspire people or does this not inspire people? You know, you start building a little resentment, because I could see the resentment that was starting to happen. And I asked one time, well, does he do this all the time? He does this all the time. And it's like, wow, okay, crazy. And I'll get into that later. Other bad leaders are the ones that steal ideas. They're out there. They hoard information. They just trickle it out. There's one who would rather be a buddy than be a leader. That's a bad leader. Trust me, that's a bad leader. One who blames others. And I don't know how that person ever became a leader. One who manages remotely. Again, I understand that there's some situations that allow for management of employees to be over distance. But again, when they're not out there and you don't see your leaders at least once or twice a quarter, there's something wrong. And definitely something's wrong when you don't see them for months on end. Almost you don't see them at all for a year. What kind of leader is that? The leaders that make excuses. The ones that blame other things, and that's why they can't support you. The leader that believes in everybody else but you, and they are out there because, again, they haven't been shaped, they haven't been molded to say, hey, look, I need to believe my team first before I'll believe anybody else. Now, obviously, again, if there's extenuating circumstances, well, something's got to give. Bad leader, we've all had them, one that micromanages. Those are the worst ones. Bad leader, one who's been assigned to be your leader. But he basically hates you because of your race, because of your religion, because of your gender or your sexual orientation, or they just hate you because it's Tuesday. They are out there, and those are definitely not good leaders. How can they inspire anybody? The one who does not need a mentor, does not need a coach or anyone other than just yes men and women surrounding him. How is that a good leader? We're going to talk about those, and there's other examples. I mean, there's plenty of other examples, and we're going to have some fun with this. But again, the whole objective is to share and let you know, hey, these people exist and how what you can do to avoid it happening to you as an up-and-coming leader, as a leader who's already established himself and has found himself slipping time to time. Well, there are things you can do now to avoid that from happening to you. So we're going to get started on this next week. That takes care of this episode, episode 46 of the Walking Leader Podcast. My name is David Guerra. I hope I got your attention, because we're going to have some fun with this, and I definitely am going to need your feedback. So until next time, thank you for stopping by. Again, I thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. It is valuable, and I hope you get something out of it. So until then, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.